Hi, this is Cass. Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where two old friends hash out current events, politics, and whatever strikes our fancy. Visit us on Twitter at Podcast Curio. Join our Facebook page. Check out our website, curiopodcast.org. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening.
I'm staring down at my palms.
Oh. Hi, Kimmy.
Hi, Cass.
We just had a half hour long rant session. Well, I did.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Woohoo.
Oh.
What are we drinking?
A mask.
We've got a mask. We're drinking gin and a seltzer that has cucumber, mint, and lime.
It's so good.
And a little bit of some juice that you brought. Hibiscus and
rose hip.
Hips.
And lemon verbena tea.
You're so good. Did you make it?
No, Trader Joe's did.
Oh, Trader Joe's made it.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
We're here with masks on.
Yay, masks. Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure I had the COVID back in January. I know I keep saying this, but I'm really sure I did.
Golly. Is that crazy?
Well, I also heard that California has started to do the antibody tests or whatever.
Oh, really?
And that our numbers are actually much higher than we thought they were.
Yes.
Of infected.
I've heard that too. Yeah.
Which means that we kept our death rate lower by acting early and...
Right.
And sheltering in place or whatever.
We also, I think the population of California is relatively healthy.
And younger.
Mm-hmm. And some of the conditions that COVID
likes.
Is most dangerous in are, you know, diabetes and obesity and...
heart disease, all that.
Yeah. All of those things. And Californians, you know, land of fruits and nuts, and we're all... tofu eating freaks. And
I mean, I am literally a tofu eating freak.
Yeah, me
so
too.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
Protesters. Protesting the stay-at-home orders in Michigan. Oh my God.
Oh, I found out the origins of these groups.
Oh yes,
this is fun.
There's some wacky ass shit going on.
But this is a well orchestrated propaganda event.
Oh, yeah.
It's not an organic thing that's happening amongst the people of a state.
No. It's their people have funded it, and yeah, it's a thing.
I had a funny thought, though. Aren't these same people that are showing up to state capitals with their AK-47s the same people who do doomsday prepping? Isn't this what they've been fucking waiting for?
I hadn't thought of that.
Don't they have all their astronaut food ready for this?
You'd think they'd be like, oh my God, it's a pandemic. Hit the bunker.
I'm ready.
And they'd be underground.
And they would love it, right? It's what they've always wanted.
No. They're out.
They're out pretending to be soldiers with their AK-47s, asking to be able to go get a haircut and go to the bowling alley.
Right, yeah, because some things are more important than living.
Right.
That was a quote today.
That was the lieutenant governor of Texas.
Yeah, like going bowling and getting your hair cut
and
getting your nails done. Way more
tattoo.
Important.
Tattoo parlors will also be open.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying to creatively, the people that work there, creatively come up with ways to stay 6 feet away from the person that they're working on. I don't know how...
If you're doing the...
How long is your arm? Like 2 feet?
What are they going to put the tattoo gun to a stick?
I don't know.
I wouldn't want that tattoo.
They're not going to do that. It's going to be a failure, and Georgia is going to end up with more cases than anywhere.
Well, and they put it all on the businesses, too, which I thought was interesting. Like...
They did,
you
yeah.
need to... you need to make sure that everything's sanitized. You need to get the masks. You need to do this. You
right.
need to blah, blah, blah. Now, I heard a theory that Georgia has some weird...
racism?
Well, lots of that. But also unemployment laws.
Oh, yeah. They don't want to pay unemployment right
they
now.
They don't want to pay unemployment.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah. And it was like, it made perfect sense to me. Like, oh, so you keep your numbers good. You don't want to pay unemployment. You send these people back to work. But
it shows how the ruling party really feels about workers.
Oh, yeah.
Workers are expendable to the extreme. Like, oh, we don't even want to pay you the benefit that you've paid into your whole working life.
Right.
With unemployment insurance. So go back to work and possibly die because I need my nails done.
Right. And you do too. And that's your right to get your nails done. And it's your right to get your hair cut. I'm like, okay, folks. What? Just doesn't make a lick of sense. Like, and the relief package is not serving the small businesses as it said it would.
Nope.
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
How many millions of dollars did they get? Like two servings of $40 million?
I think they got $9 million. No, that was Harvard that got $9 million. I don't remember. A bunch of places have gotten money that didn't need it.
No, they double dipped.
And the small businesses can't even get through on the application site, so.
Right. And they're like, well, what are we supposed to do? And this is pure Republican ideology top to bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't work. That's what really kills me. Like, any moron can see that. You can't. Once the wealth distribution is so imbalanced, it can't survive.
No.
And so all these workers that are getting hosed right now are the ones that hold up the economy.
Yep.
Bob, who runs a freaking muffler shop or whatever and is out of work, can't go get his hair cut at Bill's Barbershop.
Because he's not making any money.
He doesn't have any money. And he doesn't have any relief from the government. He's not getting unemployment. He's not putting any money back into the economy. It's like...
Meanwhile...
I just don't understand it.
Corporations are getting millions of dollars.
Right. And where's that money going to go?
To their CEO, etc. It's not...
Right.
That never trickles down. It never does.
No. Trickle-down economics is a freaking fable.
I was watching the Ken Burns documentary about the Roosevelts, and I have watched that a few times in bits and pieces, starts and stops. But they were talking about the inequality, the financial inequality, and how when FDR came along, everyone was just ripe for, oh, fuck, we got to fix this. And
this isn't working.
That's when Social Security came in and the Works Progress Administration and all that. But, like, we're at an even worse spot now than they were back then in the 30s, in the 20s and 30s. Mm-hmm. And I'm really afraid. And not. I'm afraid and I'm excited.
What are you excited about?
Just that the world can be a new place.
Yeah.
Things that don't work anymore maybe can just go the fuck away.
Hopefully.
Oh,
Ziggy.
Ziggy
came and laid on me. Oh, Ziggy, I love you. So cute.
What a cute boy. Oh, he loves his ladies.
So I was thinking along that line. Yesterday I was doing some domestic chore and I was thinking, God, all of these domestic homemaker skills are freaking gold right now.
Yeah.
You know, sewing.
They're like survival skills.
I've got a sewing machine. I've seen on Facebook, people are like, where do I get a sewing machine? I can't find a freaking sewing machine.
Right.
There's no fabric to be found. There's no thread. There's no elastic. There's like...
No.
There's some things that are in very short supply. So I'm grateful for my sewing machine right now and all the fabric that I squirreled away that my husband didn't quite understand.
I just got rid of a whole grip of scrap fabric in my mad dash to do a super spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm kind of regretting it, but that's fine. I'm fine.
But who would have ever thought, like,
no.
You know what I mean? Who would have thought dried beans would be so freaking precious that you can only buy 2 bags at the grocery store.
You're kidding. I can't eat beans anymore, so.
If they have 2 bags. Like.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's bizarre. Flour, sugar, baking powder.
Did I tell you what I couldn't get at Target the other day?
What?
That I went for? Puzzles!
Oh, wow, really?
The puzzle section in the toy section
is
completely wiped out. Nothing. There was nothing there.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Puzzles!
Puzzles.
I do puzzles regularly. I'm not just a COVID puzzler. I'm a life puzzler.
Well, I'll look for them next time I go to Target and see if there are any. Sicker than you planned. So please waste my
So the Australian, not the government, I think a university in Australia was studying whether or not the coronavirus could be spread with farts. Did you hear about this?
Oh, that sounds like fun. That's the kind of stuff that makes me want to be a research scientist. I would so study that. What did they find out?
They found out that if you're wearing pants, pants are like the mask of your butt.
Butt masks.
Right. So it's filtering some of that. But they said that farts are aerosol-producing events.
Ew! Ew!
So if you're naked and you fart and you've got the coronavirus, you could be spreading it to other people.
Oh, my God!
So wear pants, people.
Other people, because... Well, does that mean poop and pee, too? Is it in, like, all of our bodily
fluids? I don't know. I'm guessing if it's...
Oh, my God.
Well, aerosolized means that it's particles in the air.
Right.
But I guess feces does that, too, right?
Well, I'm thinking of guys who stand up peeing outside.
Right.
We're in my bathroom and... Don't have good aim.
Okay, so here's what I found out about these protests that were organized so stealthily on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
According to NBC News... Oh, yeah, we have masks on if we sound really muffled. According to NBC News, there's a family of conservative, quote, grassroots pro-gun activists. It's 4 brothers.
Oh, yes.
And they planned all of these protests.
Yes.
It turned out that they were much smaller than the media made them look. Mm-hmm. They took pictures from the ground and it looked kind of big, but then like someone would take a drone footage or whatever. And it was, you know.
It's all about the angle.
The angle, right. Yeah. Optics. Mm-hmm. So these brothers, they're named Chris, Ben, Aaron, and Matthew Dorr, D-O-R-R, and they set up 5 groups on Facebook. And within those 5 groups, there were 200,000 people signed up.
Oh, my God.
And they included state-specific sites from states that the brothers don't live in. So that it was a very well-organized... far-right propaganda event. And this all happened within the past 2 weeks. So the pages are part of more than 100 state-specific Facebook groups. So it's not just these brothers doing it. Other people are doing it, too.
And this is specifically on Facebook.
Specifically on Facebook.
I read today that Zuckerberg is saying, you know what? We're not going to allow protest pages anymore.
Oh, good. Because it created this.
Okay.
They also have web pages. They have a couple of web pages. I don't remember what they were called, but it was like Liberate Michigan or whatever. These brothers are in Minnesota, I think I read. And they're creating pages for Pennsylvania and Florida and wow. Michigan, especially.
Are they associated with InfoWars at all?
I don't know that. Mm-hmm. It didn't say in the NBC article. What it did say was that they were sort of tied to the Tea Party, but that they're more extreme than the Tea Party. They're more extreme on abortion, on gun rights. And what they're doing is running a scam, basically. So,
where do they get their funding?
Right. They take donations. So these four brothers planned at least 49 different events. They planned 49 of these events around the country. Just these four brothers. And so they get the people to go to their website and fill out the information. So they do data harvesting, which they then sell to conservative groups and campaigns, conservative campaigns.
Wow.
And they take donations for these protests.
Right.
So they're raking in the dough from states that they don't even live in. They're stirring up dust in states that they don't even live in.
So with these protests, do they get permits or they weasel it around in a way that they don't need a permit?
I don't know that.
But if they're blocking streets and shit.
They're walking streets and they're doing like public places like state capitals and stuff.
Hmm.
And they're carrying guns. And primarily their focus is pro-gun. They are so pro-gun that they protest the NRA. They think the NRA is too soft on gun rights.
What the hell do they want? What do they want?
They want people shooting each other at the mall with AK-47s. That's what they want.
They just want people walking around with big giant guns all the time. Why?
I don't know.
They need to get a freaking job and a hobby.
They need all of those things. But right now, apparently, they're making plenty of money making up fake protests on Facebook that people, dumb people, actually show up to. And there were a bunch of pictures of signs where the people didn't even know how to spell the state.
Oh, my God.
That they were in?
What?
Which tells me that they weren't from that state.
Right.
A lot of signs were misspelled and had bad grammar.
Was it Tennessee that was misspelled?
It was Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Yeah. And Tennessee, I think, was misspelled.
I'm sure. But Tennessee's not even that hard to spell. It's just a bunch of E's and S's.
And then use your Brian Moran.
Oh, that's an old one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's an old one.
Oh.
It came back, but that was, I think that was from the W years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really old. I remember that. Moran. Use your Brian Moran. And people would say, who's Brian Moran?
What? Why should you use him? Oh, my God.
So, again, Facebook, which is part of the reason why I'm not on there.
Right.
They were allowed to spread this propaganda money-making thing, and people bought into it.
I thought, how does this, okay, freedom of speech, I get it.
Right.
I understand. But when you are manipulating people into behaving in a way that endangers their lives and the lives of others, how is the, there's got to be some freaking law or...
It's like you can't run into a theater and yell fire. I mean, you can't incite...
Right. Chaos.
Chaos. That's what they're doing.
They blocked a freaking ambulance that was going to the hospital with somebody in it.
Yeah. Well, you saw them yelling at nurses standing guard outside of hospitals because these fuckers were walking around with AK-47s.
Oh, my God.
And little tiny women nurses, standing there with confidence against these giant guys with AK-47s. What the fuck? These people who have these guns and want to pretend to be soldiers, they can't even stay in their houses for a month without whining about it.
Right. And the thing is that if they've been told that they're losing a liberty, they've been told that they're being mistreated somehow, but they're not.
No, they're being protected.
If they were able to think for themselves, they'd be like, okay, well, this is what's happening right now, and I'm going to handle it, and we're going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, you don't need to get your hair cut. Nobody cares. You're not going anywhere.
No.
Nobody cares.
That's like, you know what? I ran out of lipstick.
Right.
Like 3 weeks ago. Who cares? If I go out, I'm wearing a mask.
I thought of that today. I thought, you know what? Lipstick is probably going to not be a very popular thing for the next year or so. Okay. But yeah, it just defies common sense. And they eat this narrative up. And it's an old narrative. It's an old GOP.
They're
going to
take
trick.
My jobs. They're going to take my guns. They're going to take my American cars.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I'm being victimized by somebody, and that makes me angry.
Right.
Even though there's no evidence of victimization.
We're all being victimized by a virus. Get used to it. Sit down. Shut up. Go back into your house.
I mean, I guess they are kind of being victimized by the GOP.
They are.
And they're being weaponized, too.
Well, they're being weaponized by the far right of the GOP. There are some members of the GOP who look at this group of the brothers, and they're like, those guys are scam artists. We won't have anything to do with them. They're worse than the Tea Party.
Right.
So the people that are following these guys on Facebook are, I don't like saying this, but dumb. I don't know. Like,
it's okay.
They're now moving on to the next narrative, which is we're ready to sacrifice the weak of society.
And they've already said that.
They've already said it. But there, I saw a lot of signs from the protests that said, like, basically, like, let's sacrifice the weak.
Mm-hmm.
Time to get the economy going. There are more important things than living.
And that's, I have a Heather Cox Richardson talked about that last night in her letter.
Mm-hmm.
And she cited a writer, and I'm sorry I don't have the information. It'll take too long to look up, but really interesting about how this is a very good way to work society. This was this particular author's idea. That you do. You get rid of the weak. If they're ill, if they're old, whatever, cut them off. They don't get aid. They don't get all, you know what I mean?
Like, right.
If they can't work and they can't be productive, then they're useless. They're just a drain on the wealth of our country. And wow. Oh my gosh. That's so freaking crazy to think of. I can't even wrap my head around somebody buying into that idea and being okay with it.
And we live in modern society. We have the capability of taking care of everyone.
Right. And everybody has value.
Everyone has value. Every old person has a lot of value.
Oh my gosh. A lot of value. Like, they've got experience and knowledge and Jesus Christ.
My mom called me and said that she thought she had coronavirus. And so I was trying to find a testing center for her to go. She doesn't have a fever, which is what she's gauging it by.
Right.
But as soon as she called me, and I was in bed, I was asleep, and I woke up and took the phone call and whatever. So I hadn't had coffee yet, and I wasn't being, like, adequately, like,
smart?
Smart. I didn't have any of the English words that I know coming out of my mouth. When I had coffee and could think about it, I was like, fuck no. My mom's not getting corona. No. How can these people say that? I mean, they all have parents. They all have children. They know someone who's diabetic. They know someone who's obese. They know someone who is a smoker. Like, how can you think that way?
The other part of this ideology that they've been, the GOP has been invested in for so long is a very
individualistic.
Jen. Thank you.
Hello, Jen.
Hello, Jen. It doesn't focus on community or we are all one, we are all connected.
No.
And that translates into the economy as we're seeing.
It's just business.
It's business. Business first, people last.
Right.
And I mean, you think about that within a family structure and how that ideology would just eat away at any kind of normal, healthy family experience.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they don't. Maybe they just don't value, you know, Uncle Bob or their mom or the young kids in the family. I mean, I've seen families treat their family members like shit. You know, talking shit about older people or just, you know, treating the kids like they're just
nothing.
Garbage.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't get it. And it's one of those times where I'm like, no, 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 no. That can't be real. That can't be real. These people can't be so self-serving that they would throw their mom, their dad, their wife, their kids under the bus.
Right. Themselves? Hey, you want to sacrifice the weak? What if you're one of the weak?
But they, none of them would ever, ever, ever think of themselves as one of the weak. They're a victim, but they're not weak.
You know what I noticed? I was watching BBC News on PBS. We watch BBC News and the PBS News Hour.
Mm-hmm.
BBC was doing a few minutes, like maybe 5 minutes, where they would show pictures of people that had died of COVID.
Aww.
And talk about them. And then they'd move on to the next person. And they did a series when I was watching just for a few minutes. There was probably 20 people in the series. And I thought, I haven't seen one thing like that mm-hmm. in American media.
Nope.
There is no personalization whatsoever. There is no humanization whatsoever of the people that have died.
No. You're right. That didn't occur to me till right now. You're right.
And I think we need that.
And that's happened with, you know, mass shootings.
Right.
Let me go through the list of all the fucked up things that have happened. 9/11, school shootings,
right.
et cetera.
But at least 9/11 ever since then, you know, on the Memorial Day, like yeah. they read names.
Yeah.
Like we need something like that to remind us that these aren't just numbers. It's not just 46,771 people as of about 1 o'clock this afternoon that have died. Those are actual people with families and jobs and life stories and histories and pets.
Right.
And houses and gardens. You know, those are people. They're not numbers.
Right.
But we don't do that in this country. We move on.
We do right now. The only person that gets any of that is the president, unfortunately. He's always, you know, he gets plenty of press and plenty of time. But right now, we're not, that's not part of who we are right now.
I know it's painful. And I know that psychologically, humans have a very hard time with big numbers when it comes to death and tragedy. If it's one person and you put a face or name to that person and a life story, it's easier to grieve that. It's easier to feel that.
Yeah.
Almost 47,000 people in America alone. That's too hard to think about.
There's a time, there's a number where we check out. We
check
can't
out.
Comprehend it. I haven't had 47,000 of anything tangibly in front of me ever.
Right.
To understand that number.
Right.
But I think for the communities that have been hard hit and for people who know people who have died
mm-hmm.
or family members who are grieving, that's when it becomes real.
Right.
And in those communities, it's real. And it's real for the people who care. I mean, I can't understand that number, but it scares me.
Right.
I know that there are people out there hurting.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I've heard of people who, you know, four members of a family have died or both parents
yes.
die within a week or something. And
yeah.
you're like, that's tragic. Our president hasn't mentioned one of these people.
No.
He hasn't offered condolences to any family member.
No, he hasn't.
President Obama, when Sandy Hook shooting happened in Newtown.
God.
He went there and spent the whole day without cameras, consoling and speaking and hugging and crying with those parents.
Every single one.
Not to say that he's a magnificent man, which I really think he is, but like I don't like calling him President Trump. He can't even say like, oh, I'm so sorry to the people who are grieving this loss.
No,
like
he never has any kind words of he never.
But there's no one around
people.
Him to say, look, just say this one thing. It would help people feel better.
He doesn't care.
Ugh.
And the people around him could give a hoot. The Oh, God, the journalist who said, what do you say to the families? What do you say to the
Americans? Michelle Sender, she's my favorite.
Right?
And he said, oh, they love Trump.
He told her it was a nasty question or something and told her to shut up.
She said there are people that got sick because they listened to you and you're not wearing a mask. And so they decided not to wear a mask. What do you say to those people that are getting sick? And he was like, oh, people love Trump.
Oh, God, I didn't hear that one. I was talking about several weeks ago when one of the reporters said, Americans are scared right now. What can you say?
It was the same woman. Yeah. Michelle Sender. She's from the PBS NewsHour.
And he told her it was a nasty question or something like that. And it was like, what? You've just been given the freaking Willy Wonka golden chocolate bar, dummy. Like,
right.
Here's your moment.
Say the thing that everyone wants you to say.
On a platter. I'm
even if
sorry,
you don't mean it.
I know it's scary, but we're all going to be okay. That's it. No, he attacked her. And the only thing I could think is that he heard that as she was saying he was scared. Because he seems to not understand that he is different than America.
Right. But equates himself as being America right now.
He's a monster. Of course, we already knew that.
We already knew that.
He's a big, turdy toilet monster.
I used to take so much joy and satisfaction of trolling him on Twitter, and lately I'm just like, what's the point?
Right.
He has shown himself to be unredeemable. A monster. You're right.
He is a monster. He's a monster.
Jen. Mm-hmm. Oh, your mask is falling off for Jen.
I know. God damn it. Yeah, he's a monster. he's like the supervillain that... Yeah, he is all of the supervillains. But the protesters, and sorry, got to go back to the protesters.
Yeah.
I don't understand that level of just...
I don't think it's about necessarily the stay-at-home orders. I think it's an amalgamation of pro-Trump, because you see a lot of Trump shirts and whatever. Pro-Trump, obviously gun rights, because they're all carrying guns for some reason.
Idiots.
And just, rabble-rousers. We were told to come here and scream at nurses, so let's go.
Right. I belong to this. I belong to this movement.
Right.
This is where I belong.
I'm going to wear my American flag shirt and yell at nurses.
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, these are the people that might save your life, you big dummy.
Because obviously a lot of you have diabetes, I can tell.
Oh, my God. That's the other thing. And that's, and that brings me back to the whole family thing that we were talking about is, do these people have no confidence in their own abilities? Is their self-image so damaged that they've got to build themselves up with guns? And
yes.
And
we've gone over this before.
Oh, God.
It shows me more than ever, and I've always felt this way, but Americans are born and bred and raised to be A1, A+ consumers. It's our job.
Right.
To feed the economy. This never-ending, hungry economy. We are cogs in the economy system. And suddenly you take that away. It's like I equate it to when I became a vegetarian and people around me had a very hard time with that because they were eating meat. Right. And they couldn't imagine a life where you weren't consuming animals. And people... said mean things and did mean things to me. And I can remember thinking, oh, they're very invested in their meat eating. Okay, well, that's their thing, whatever.
Right.
I've had that same glimmer watching these protesters. Oh, I can't go to the mall?
Even though I hardly ever went there anyway?
Oh, I can't go to get my hair done? I'm a consumer.
I can't go bowling?
Who am I if I can't consume things? And Fox News is telling me that this is all a hoax.
Right. And then there's that. And then there's the whole media thing. It's
Was I yelling? I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's totally yell-worthy. But yeah, no, you're right. It is an affront to their identity.
Their identity as consumers.
And Americans used to be like fearless, strong, adventurous.
Inventors.
I can do it. Inventors, explorers.
We are descended from all of the people of the world who had that gene in them that said, I want an adventure. I want a better life. I want freedom.
I'm leaving.
All of us are descended from that.
Yes, you're right. I never thought. I got chills. I never thought of that.
I think about it all the time.
So exciting.
And now there's a whole group of these people that are descended from the most adventurous humans on Earth.
Right.
Sitting in their Barca loungers watching Fox News, believing everything that they're being told.
Being pissed off because they can't go to the bowling alley in the mall.
I can't go get my hair done.
I can't get my hair did. I can't get my toes did. I can't go get my massage or my tattoo.
I need a tattoo right now.
I can't take my coronavirus down to the bowling alley and eat some pizza and lick my fingers real good and stick them in that ball.
I was pretty upset that I couldn't go to our favorite pub, though. But I'll get over it.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. But that's the thing. That's part of being an adventurous, problem-solving, inventing person, right? Is that we're stuck at home. I don't need to go to the fucking mall. I don't need to go buy a goddamn freaking bias tape maker. I can make one at home.
Fuck yeah, you can.
Which I did. I have made lots of wacky things at home in lieu of other things. Like, this is the part of our brains that we should be celebrating, is the creative part, the part that gets things done, that solves problems, that sees logic and reality as it is and faces it head on, no matter how ugly it is.
And we're Americans. That's what we're good at.
Right.
This is what we've been born for, people. Not to sit and watch Fox News and believe things that aren't true and want to fucking shoot nurses who are trying to save your lives. No.
So we can get our hair did.
Did you see the woman? I don't know. There's a clip of a woman yelling out of her car window, and she leans over and pulls her hair to the side so the camera can see her gray roots.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't go get my hair done.
And I thought, fuck you. Who's going to look at you anyway?
Who cares? Is that all you've got to offer, is your looks? And then it goes back to that kind of ideal, is like, nobody cares. Everybody's got roots right now. Take care of it at home if you can. Whatever, so, put a hat on.
Have you ever seen the Matrix movies?
A long time ago.
Oh, I'm obsessed with them. I love all of them. I have them. My mother, too. Anyway, this is the part in the Matrix where we would reset the whole system. This is it right here. There's plague. There's dumb people. The earth is dying. Now is the time to reset everything.
Maybe we are, kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's happening.
We are.
We heard the other night, Paul and I were watching TV. Chloe comes running down the stairs. Oh my God, what's going on? What's going on? We're like, what, what, what? She's all, throws open the doors to our patio. And there is the most god-awful, freakish fucking sounds coming out of our neighbor's ginormous avocado tree. At least I think that's where it was coming from.
It's the birds. They're singing songs they've never sung
before.
Oh,
no, no. This, I don't know what the fuck this was. Or what many things it was.
They were creatures?
Yes, they were creatures. And they were either in pain or having some kind of romantic liaison. I don't know. But it was an eerie, scary fucking sound. And it sounded like there were three players going on, maybe. I don't know what the fuck it was. And the three of us were just standing there, wide-eyed, slack-jawed, going, what the fuck is going on?
Well, PBS had a segment last night about the birds. It was either last night or the night before.
The birds are on fire.
Well, there are researchers around the world, like, studying the sounds that they're making. They're making sounds that they've never made before. Because
we're gone.
Because they're not hearing us. They're not hiding. They're not trying to mimic our sounds. So there are completely new sounds happening out of the bird world.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Aren't car alarms going off all the time? Mocking birds, making car alarm sounds. It's always a treat.
Oh.
The peacocks aren't yelling, help, help,
help
so much.
Ow, ow. So the U.S. has 837,719 confirmed cases today. And like I said, 46,771 deaths as of today.
Wow.
Certain cities are seeing plateaus and other cities are starting to see spikes.
I wonder which ones. Protesters.
So those protesters that were, they're targeting Democratic governors, mm-hmm. and especially Governor Whitmer, I think is her name, in Minnesota. I'm guessing because she's a woman who is strong and speaks her mind.
Right.
But they're going to get people killed with this kind of bullshit. Maybe themselves, I'm not sure, but like, let them do it, but they're going to spread it to the rest of us, and that pisses me off.
And that's my first thought is fine, go ahead, go get sick, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Let's just throw Darwin into the mix here.
But you can't control a virus.
No, you can't. And that's the thing. And the nurses and the medical staff that are at risk because of these morons, that's what breaks my heart. These people are putting their lives on the line.
Yeah.
They're begging you to stay home. They are saying, please, please, please. We don't want to get sick. We don't want to die. We're exposed to this constantly. Can mm-hmm. you just stop?
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that are helping us. They're saving our lives. And these freaking morons, it's more important for them to go to the fucking bowling alley.
I don't get that one. Is bowling huge in Georgia? What's happening?
I don't know. And what, did they pick the, like, the places where there's going to be the most physical contact?
Tattoo parlors, hair salons, bowling alleys.
Right. And bowling alleys, I can't get away from that because there's a lot of, like,
sharing of balls.
Of germs,
and, yeah.
Balls, seats.
It's already seedy.
You're touching. It's always dirty at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
There's, I mean, what the fuck?
I don't know.
Are they trying to kill off their base? That's what I don't understand. It
yeah,
doesn't make
I don't get
sense.
That.
It just doesn't make sense.
On one hand, I think they're trying to kill off everybody who collects Social Security. And then on the other hand, I'm like, well, those old people are the ones that are still voting for you. So
right.
What are you doing? What's happening?
It's a very short-sighted plan, and it will not end well.
No.
It never does. They've tried this over and over again, and they fail every time. Fucking losers.
Fucking losers. Any last thoughts, Kimmy?
Fucking losers.
How's your mental health right now?
Right now, it's good. The sun has been out.
Yes.
I like the sun.
Me too.
So.
I was pretty grouchy yesterday, but I realized, talking with my friend Kelly, that the last time I was really grouchy and yesterday I was really grouchy are both days that I went to the grocery store.
Oh, grocery store days are fucking hell.
I literally cried the last time, and this time I came home just mad. And it wasn't, nothing happened specifically. It was just, it's stressful. It's stressful going out, and I'm a little bit paranoid now.
It's something that, as moms, has been a big part of our life for many, many years.
Right.
And it's not ours anymore.
No.
It belongs to somebody else. It yeah. belongs to the fucking coronavirus.
And I can't get all the things that I need, like puzzles, etc.
Right. And then the other people that aren't following the rules and being douchebags, and the poor checkers who are exposed to how many other douchebags a day. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, it's stressful. It is. I hate going. I hate it.
So I have found that, you know, I haven't been out that much. I'm really staying home.
Yeah, me too.
I've been only to the grocery store a couple times, and both times I am grouchy for a good 24 hours, yeah. Like super grouchy.
Today I prepared myself. Like, I took a moment and I thought about it, and I'm like, okay, it's grocery store day. It's not going to be pleasant. These are the things that you're going to do to prepare. This is what it's going to be like when you get home. And then it's going to be over.
Yeah.
And it's not like it used to be. And you're okay. And fuck all those fucking people who aren't following the rules. Mm-hmm. Get in and out. Get it done. And move on.
I have a public service announcement for people who like to meander and look at things for a long time.
Like tomatoes for 45 minutes?
Hey, all of us are trying not to be near you, so could you please move? Just move.
If it's going to take you 10 minutes, like,
you don't need that thing.
Step aside, let them get their whatevers, and then go back and contemplate the goddamn cookies or whatever it is you're looking at.
I mean, I think I've already had the coronavirus, and I'm super paranoid when I go out. And I've been, like, hiding my face, and people aren't following the rules, and they're just lingering and standing in the middle of the aisle and looking at people. It's like, fucking move. You came here to get five things, right? Go.
Right.
Get move them. Your cart.
I go once a week and I send a shout out to the neighbors and I shop for my dad too.
Right.
And I have a list at hand and I have a route through the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I get in and out of there as quickly as humanly possible. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there are people that are just standing around. I tried to get my dad cookies today. I couldn't because there were two women shopping together, once again, standing in front of the meager cookie selection. I don't know, contemplating Plato's freaking discourses. I don't know what the hell they were doing. It wasn't that hard. There weren't that many cookies. Bitches, pick your fucking cookies. Get the hell out of my way.
They were having a philosophical conversation.
I stood there. I went like this. Stood there, looked. Chloe's like, Mom, stop. I know exactly what I want. And she's like, Mom, stop. I said, all right, we'll come back.
Jerks.
It was terrible.
Get your fucking cookies and move on. That's my public service
Just
announcement.
Just know what you need to get and get it and go.
Yeah.
I know you're bored at home. We're all bored at home, but we're trying to be safe.
Right.
The grocery store is not your social event for the week or the day or whatever.
Nope. It's time to stop being a consumer. It's time to start being a human.
That's the title of our podcast.
Well, I thought I had written down my temporary. Give me liberty and give me death.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I like that one.
Oh. Subtitle, stop being a consumer, start being a human.
There's a lot of themes in this one, I think.
Also, it's Earth Day today.
Oh, yes. Yay.
It's Earth the 50-year anniversary.
Earth Day.
I can remember when I was little and it was only like hippie teachers that would mention it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like a underground thing and not a lot of people knew about it. I feel like it was celebrated in California maybe more than anywhere else. But like now it's like a full-on, straight-up...
It's a thing, man.
Thing. Super
and
excited.
About now, all the animals in the earth, they're taking over.
Right. Good for them. It reminded me of the end of 12 Monkeys. Did you ever see that movie?
12 Monkeys.
Brad Pitt.
Oh, God, yes. That was a heavy movie.
Yeah. And they think that it's a plague coming.
Right.
A pandemic. And also, all the animals were released. And when I was watching, you know, TV and, you know, bears are coming out and coyotes are laying in the middle of the street and whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. The earth is done with us. Shake it off.
Yeah, indeed.
America. I'm getting my toes did. I'm going bowling. I'm going to go get my hair cut. Now I'm getting my toes did. And I'm going to go bowling, eat some pizza, stick my... pizza fingers up in that ball's holes. So next person can come up along after me and stick their fingers up in them holes, get some pizza too, lick them fingers. Yeah.
Bye everybody.
Podcast is a Porch Swing production. Big thanks to all of our contributors and special guests. For more info, please visit Twitter at Podcast Curio, Curio Podcast on Facebook, and curiopodcast.org. And remember, Curio Podcast loves you.